Good afternoon and welcome to today's press conference given by the Prime Minister of the Republic of Slovenia, Mr. Miro Cerar. He will address two issues. The first one is, of course, the offered resignation of the Finance Minister, Mr. Mramor, and the second topical issue, the topical developments concerning refugees or migrants. As you know, the Minister of Finance, Mr. Dušan Mramor, today offered his resignation because he has lost the trust of the public because of the payment of standby allowances that he received while he was still the Dean of the Faculty of Economics. I have held a serious talk with him, and he said that he has given statements and that he has received this solution for the payment of allowances in good faith. And he apologizes to those that he may have injured. And he has said that he's going to return all the money that he has received. Let me add that I have also said the words of criticism because of the mistake that has been committed, and I believe that it is true that he now regrets this and that he is willing to return all the money that he has received. And I would also like to stress that as a prime minister, it is also my duty to assess the work of a minister on the basis of his or her current work, and he managed to established fiscal stability. And let me give you some other facts, although there are many more. He has significantly reduced the public deficit below 3% of GDP. He also made a key contribution to the implementation of the fiscal rule legislation. So the mid-term balance has been thus established. So with his key contribution, we managed to do what nobody else has been able to done for years before. The credit goes to him also for the drafting of the strategy for the management of assets owned by the state. It is for the first time that Slovenia now has a clear strategy on how to manage a state investment. And to this end, we have also renovated the sovereign holding, and this holding now carries out this work. He has also done a lot in international terms. The banker, distinguished review, has given him the title of the European Finance Minister of 2016. So the banker and other financial experts acknowledge his contribution to Slovenia's exit from the crisis for the continuation of privatization and fiscal consolidation. So with the significant contribution of the finance ministers, Slovenia after the crisis years of 2012 and 2013, in 2014 had a stable 3% economic growth. And as you know, this also includes 2015 and continues in this year. At the same, Slovenia reduced the budget deficit from 15% of GDP in 2013 to what will be less than 3% in 2015, and this will be projected also in the future to 1.5% of GDP in 2017. All these measures, in addition to the others that were proposed by the finance minister, who also helped implement them, have significantly contributed to a better competitive position of Slovenia. So now Slovenia ranks 29th on the Doing Business World Bank Index. And I can also tell you that during his term of office, during this government, the credit ratings of Slovenia have improved, and thus also the conditions for getting loans. So for the issue of bonds, only 1.5% of return was to be expected, or the interest rates fell to 1.5. So we have thus saved more than €500 million. This progress, of course, is not something that is could be taken for granted. Of course, we are not as sound or as robust as we used to be prior to the crisis. So therefore, we have to continue with our efforts and even enhance them. The finance minister, Mr. Dušan Mramor, as I have stated before, regrets his mistake that was made prior to assuming the office of the finance minister. He has publicly apologized for this, and he's going to remedy its effect. You know that he carries out his duties with great commitment. And therefore, I do not accept his resignation, because the consequences of his resignation would be detrimental to the interests of the Republic of Slovenia. And let me also tell you that I regret that the issues about the legality of the payment of this allowance has not been clarified at the year of 2008, when this allowance was introduced. So only in as late as in 2015, this issue has been discussed, and this under the government of the Slovenian Modern Center Party, and has not been done previously. Let me also remind you that the Ministry of Education has already announced, and we are serious with this, that in line with the regulation on the public, on the financing of public institutions, we will adopt suitable measures. I also welcome the intention that suitable measures will also be adopted by the University of Ljubljana and the listed faculties, and so that we eliminate the root causes of this. And now let me dedicate my attention to the second issue, migration. As you know, this is an increasingly bigger problem, and this has now gained alarming dimensions, and not only here, not only in Europe, but worldwide. The foreseen circumstances do not give us hope of any better situation. You know that the flow according to the Western Balkan routes is still huge, and on a daily basis, several thousand migrants arrive to Slovenia. And our competent authorities, our volunteers, and all other institutions that should be commended for their work that they carry out with great commitment, so that we do not feel actually that thousands of people are entering Slovenia on a daily basis. We put them in the warm premises, we provide them with food and clothing, and we make it possible for them to continue on their way. However, it is winter now, so it is high time that we find a permanent solution on how to manage and cope with this problem and how to find the final solution to it. So, since we still have not found a solution, I have addressed a written initiative to the leaders of the EU and the member states and the countries regarding the Western Balkan migration route. As you know, there is an increasing pressure on the countries of destination, which is resulting in tighter border controls in Scandinavia, in Central Europe, and in Western Balkans. As you have noted, Austrian authorities have already announced that they are going to tighten up the security on their borders. The German Chancellor, Mrs. Angela Merkel, as you know, I have paid a working visit to Germany. So she said that Germany is going to continue to accept only those refugees or migrants that will also apply for asylum, and those that have the relevant documents. So in view of this, and considering the fact that the borders are being set up between Denmark and Sweden, and the escalating situation, the issue of the return of migrants is more and more topical. And since there's some of the measures could lead to the domino effect along the migration route, this also increases the danger for bilateral misunderstandings or tension. And I have also made this clear to the German Chancellor. In order to prevent the conflicts between the countries along the Western Balkan route, it is only reasonable that in Europe we jointly respond to this and find a common solution in Europe, and in this way prevent the return of irregular migrants. We should be aware that in Slovenia and in Europe, that Greece, as the first country in the Western Balkan route, is faced with immense pressure. But since Greece is one of the key players in the chain, the other countries must provide assistance to it. They must assist Greece so that Greece can fully implement all the measures. In order to reduce the illegal migration, I have proposed to the EU leaders that in addition to accelerated implementation of the measures that have been agreed at the EU level, and these measures that should be made operational on the Greece-Turkey border, and in addition to the European Coast Guard, so that in addition to all of this, we also introduce an additional measure. And this means that we provide assistance to Macedonia to strengthen border controls and in this way prevent irregular crossing of the border. So it is my firm belief that all the European countries should provide Macedonia with maximum assistance in the border control. We should deploy police officers, we should provide equipment and provide all other suitable assistance to Macedonia. But of course, those that are entitled to asylum protection should be allowed to enter, because we must help people coming from the war zones with our common activities on the Greece-Macedonia border. We could prevent conflicts and tensions between the Western Balkan countries, and this can also prevent any serious security consequences for all of us. Because if we start closing borders from the north to the south, Germany to Austria, Austria to Slovenia, and so on, then all the countries will find themselves in a situation of tension. And in the Western Balkans, this can lead to unpredictable consequences. And this, of course, will have an adverse effect on the economy and all the flows of goods, of services, and so on. And it will also adversely affect the normal cooperation between the countries. And that's why I have also today officially submitted my proposals to the EU and to the colleagues from the countries that are affected by this flow. And let me stress, if this cooperation within the European Union and the broader Europe is successful, then of course no fences will be required. And of course I will be one of the happiest leaders if I will be able to remove the technical barriers along the Schengen border between Slovenia and Croatia, the border that Slovenia protects. Why did we decide to set up the technical barriers? For several weeks, I am hearing in the media and elsewhere the words of protests, objections, concerns, and so on. But let me remind you, the European doors, millions, I stress millions of migrants are waiting to enter EU. Migrants from Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Algeria, Morocco, and a number of other countries. And millions of these people are there in front of our doors, are a reality. And when spring comes, when the weather gets better, again, we can be hit by an unprecedented wave of migration unless we find a European solution. Let me remind you that more than 10,000 migrants used to arrive to Slovenia, and the projections are even worse. And let me also remind you that our southern neighbor used to send thousands of migrants at night, unannounced. They have sent them so that they had to cross rivers, fields, and so on. They went through our villages, and that's why we had to respond with technical barriers. There was no other way. Slovenia had to show that it means business, that it is serious. Of course, we did not close down the border. Quite to the contrary, with the technical barriers, we directed the flow of migrants towards the entry point. And let me also stress that we have very quickly provided ways for people to cross the border, that is our farmers, and in cooperation with the hunting associations, we are now trying to prevent that wild game gets injured on the fences. So there was a necessity to put up the barriers, and we also needed to send a clear signal that Slovenia will not become a pocket should the borders close down to the north. Slovenia is part of the Schengen, and we must protect the Schengen border, and we must make sure that we provide all the humanitarian assistance needed to our migrants. And you know, with the current figures, if they get stranded in Slovenia, if the borders to the north close, there will be 30,000 migrants stranded in Slovenia. So 1/4 of the migrant population will be stranded in Slovenia in a few weeks' time. So how can we prevent them from dispersing all over our territory? We need cooperation with our southern neighbor. Otherwise, we cannot make sure that 5,000-6,000 migrants cross our border, walk across our fields through our villages. How can we then protect the property of our people? How can we protect their cars? How can we protect people? That's why we have decided to set up the technical barriers. And when there will be no need for the technical barriers anymore, we are going to remove them. But the current projections say that this is the necessary tool to manage the migration flow. And by way of conclusion, I would like to say that I hope that our initiative, the Slovenian initiative, will be met with a positive response, that it will be seriously discussed by the member states of the European Union, also at the level of the EU institutions, if need be. And this in order to prevent unnecessary conflict, to allow for normal cooperation between countries, and above all, to allow for the normal conditions when we receive migrants. These are the migrants that are looking for an asylum, so we should receive them, we should help them integrate, and we should help all the others as close as possible to their countries of origin, because this is also the most suitable way for them and not only for Europe. So Europe must continue to look for a common solution, and not only in words, but also in deeds. And my proposal is that we contribute to attaining this solution. And that's why I have decided that this, in these dramatic times, I launch this initiative, and that I use all my energy for it, because you also know that the ministers of this government are actively working on this issue and will take measures if need be.
Thank you, Prime Minister. We now have time for some questions. TV Slovenia, Delo, and then Pop TV, and Planet. Mr. Cerar, Stanka Setnikar Cankar, was she a horrible minister because you did accept her resignation? Well, yes, this minister has offered a resignation for similar reasons. At that time, I decided to take on board her resignation, but the situation was quite different. This was at the beginning of the term of office. Some solutions that we processed at that time were also different. There is no direct comparison between what has happened to Minister Brammer now and what happened to Ms. Stanka Setnikar at that time. Mr. Brammer is one of the best finance ministers in Europe. This is also proven by the award he was given. During the term of his office, he made no mistakes, and he has helped Slovenia immensely. Every day, the resignation of at least one minister is demanded. Every day. You can count this yourselves. Every average citizen here, not dealing too much with the politics, can understand what this is all about. We hear requests and appeals from all quarters for ministers to resign, and yet all our economic and financial indicators have been positive. Go to other countries, ask other experts if you do not believe Slovenian statistics. We have been working well. We are now in a key phase where we will take key essential actions for various areas, including the health sector. Our national finance has finally become settled as it should be. We have a balance. We have adopted two budgets, an amending budget, and you know that this has taken a tremendous quantity of work. Many entities in this society have an interest for this government to resign, but this will not happen. This government will not resign. We will continue our work. We will complete our work. We have a lot of work to do in important areas. If there is any reason for any minister to resign and to step off, I will recognize this and I will accept the resignation. In the case of Minister Mramor, the situation is different. Zoran Putic Delo, Prime Minister, has your decision been agreed on with your coalition partners, with the key people in the coalition, with members of the coalition, that is? Has this been a concerted action? Well, the decision ultimately is my decision. I am the Prime Minister, and this is something that I need to decide on. This is quite in compliance with the nature of my office. I have been looking into both sides of the coin. I am quite aware of the errors and mistakes Mr. Mramor did in the past when he was not yet Minister of Finance. I am, however, also aware of the significant achievements of Minister Mramor during his term of office in our government. My party and other members of the government know very well what tremendous work has been carried out by Minister Mramor. He apologized for the acts in the past. He also pledged to return the relevant amounts. The system itself failed, and for that, all responsibility has been taken, and there is no need for the minister to resign. Now, it was my party, the Party of Modern Center, that has actually discovered and disclosed these irregularities. We opened the discussion about this. And as I said before, when weighing the reasons for and against, I ultimately took the decision that I had. Mr. Cerar, now that Minister Mramor expressed his views about the past action. He says he's sorry. At the beginning, this was not the case. He simply explained how and why he acted the way he did. And he also said at the beginning that he had thought he acted in a proper way. You are now taking objective responsibility for the behavior of your minister, don't you? Well, there is no doubt about the responsibility, liability of Mr. Mramor at the time when he was not yet my minister. He told me in a discussion we had that in his initial public statements, he was rather clumsy. And he stated what he did because he was taken a bit by surprise. Therefore, he was also not careful enough in the press statements he made. However, at the time where he did commit these errors, he still acted in good faith. He is today convinced that the activities, the actions in the past were irregular. Also, when this money, when these amounts were distributed within the faculty, this did not damage any other entities, members of the university. I, too, criticized him for these actions in the past, and yet we always need to decide on sanctions taken based on the severity of the irregularity. My judgment is that what he did in the past does not harm the function he is holding now, and this is the office of a Minister of Finance. There is one further thing we need to be aware of. Minister Mramor was rewarded as the Minister of Finance of the Year in Europe. He earned this reward through his good work, management, achievements such as the adoption of the fiscal rule and the relevant legislation. Therefore, it is only logical that he continues holding the office of the Minister of Finance for Slovenia. Prime Minister, the problem is that Mr. Mramor did not only receive this standby allowance. He was one of the founding fathers of these benefits. This is the main problem. He was himself trying to find the ways to go around the then regulations that were in place. Now, politicians that had to resign because of corruption and lack of legality, many of them are now again in the parliament. With Minister Mramor, the situation is different. He has accepted responsibility for his actions, and he once again explained that his actions in the past were done in good faith. At that time, he was not aware that this was against the law. Why has this never happened in the past? Why have members of the governments of Mrs. Bratušek or Mr. Janša never acted in the way that Mr. Mramor had? These are the questions that we should raise. And why are some unnatural coalitions appearing where the opposition party, SDS, alliance with the party headed by Mr. Židan? How come that this is now appearing? Obviously, in order to invent some solutions when it comes to forest management and ownership, these are the true and essential questions. We have already answered the questions you have raised. They have already been answered also by Minister Mramor. Responsibility for errors made in the past, of course, must be identified. But ministers' past actions should not be a reason for his resignation. We have two further questions now. Urška Machovec is my name. Regarding the Defense Act and giving additional powers to the armed forces, at the beginning of December, these changes started to apply. We now hear no further information about this. Police officers are still on strike. It seems we have sufficient capacities deployed in border areas. Will the government continue giving additional powers to the military? Another question relates to a proposal about the constitutional review initiated by Judge Desha Tenar. Will this be processed before the end of this week? Well, first of all, let me answer that the questions you raise are to be handled by the ministry in charge. At the end of this week, we will hold a session of the government, and this might be, if necessary, a point on the agenda. As regards the powers to be given to the armed forces, now, amendments to the Defense Act were adopted in order to enable the taking of additional measures in cases if the police is unable to control a large migrant influx. For instance, I will give you a practical example. If we have 1,000 or 100,000 migrants crossing over a field, and there were soldiers, members of the armed forces standing there, they could direct them efficiently on their own. Today, they would still need to call police officers. And this, of course, takes time. Let me repeat, giving additional powers to the military only has one purpose, that is to ease and to improve the efficiency of controlling the border. Of course, the parliament is the body that has to adopt such decisions. I should repeat here that practically all member states of the EU have deployed armed forces to their borders. These armed forces are equipped much better than is the case with the Slovenian military. Of course, you need to be aware that we need to take action depending on the current circumstances and the current situation. Let me go back to these standby allowances. The Minister of Education, Mrs. Makovec-Brenčić, has also been receiving these allowances. What will happen now? Will you require her to resign? And if she resigns, will you accept her resignation? And can we expect a wider reconstruction of the government? Well, I have also had a discussion, an interview with the minister you're mentioning. The circumstances here are, again, a bit different. They're milder. Minister of Education was not a decision maker when it came to creating the institute of these allowances. Therefore, I did criticize the Minister of Education, and the minister also publicly regretted having received these allowances. She has also pledged to repay all the amounts received and the Minister of Education has accepted responsibility publicly for the actions in the past. She did receive these benefits, but she still has all my trust.
Maybe migration question. Regarding the recent talks in Brussels, Mr. Prime Minister, you have commented the technical barriers. What is the barrier going to protect on our southern border? So I would like to know who is going to prevent the return of bigger groups of migrants from Germany and so on and so forth. And according to my information, this is going to be the case very soon. Our government has sent a very clear message. It also adopted specific measures. Migrants who came to Europe through Greece or Croatia will not be accepted by Slovenia because we are not the entry point to the European Union. There is no legal basis for this, and we have also made a very clear reasoning for this in our government. However, Slovenia will show solidarity and will, according to the principle of relocation, accept a certain number of migrants, but when we will no longer have to carry the burden of thousands and thousands of arrivals per day because our human resources are exhausted, so our capacities are stretched to the limit. So that's why we are looking for a joint solution at the European level. And of course, we will not accept such returned migrants. But of course, as I have often said, we are going to adopt proportionate measures. So if Germany, Austria adopt certain measures for stricter controls, then of course, we will adopt similar strict measures on our southern border, so vis-a-vis Croatia, because as I have mentioned before, this has a domino effect and the tighter controls on borders. But as the Prime Minister, I will do my utmost to protect the interests and the citizens of Slovenia, and the same will be done by my ministers who will do their best to implement these measures. But as I have said, I would like to see a European solution on the external European borders in Greece. We should implement measures in order to prevent conflict among the Western Balkan countries. We know that these countries are not as stable as one would wish for. And in the long run, we would like to see them join the European Union. But as you know, the situation is in many places fragile now, and even minor tensions on borders can trigger consequences. And that's why I have submitted this initiative that Europe should act together on its edges on the external borders, and that it should monitor the arrival of migrants or refugees that have eligible reasons. Yes, I believe that I have a nicer question. So could you explain this sign that you have posted up here? I am Slovenian, I don't complain, we look for solutions. So I have put it up because I would like that all Slovenian citizens see this. This is our future. If we are, as is written here, we have a future. But then this sign has also the opposite side, because I sometimes tend to complain myself, and I remind myself that I should be looking for solutions instead. Thank you very much. APA, Mr. Prime Minister, a joint agreement of Slovenia, Austria, and Germany to strengthen controls on the Slovenian southern border together. So can you tell us, is this going to take place? Well, We did not adopt a formal or detailed agreement on this, but you know that the German and the Austrian police officers, together with the police officers from certain other European countries, cooperate with the Slovenian police officers in exercising control on the Schengen border between Slovenia and Croatia. So we do cooperate in the field, in practice, but we also cooperate in political and operational terms. You know that our two ministers are in constant touch with their counterparts. You know that our Croatian colleagues do not attend the meetings, even when the Austrians, Slovenians, Serbians, Macedonians, and even Greek representatives meet, they do not turn up. So I hope that when Croatia has a new government, I hope then there will be a better situation, and this will enable a better cooperation between our two countries. But no formal conclusion was adopted to this end. But the fact is that Slovenia is part of the Schengen, like Austria and Italy and Germany, and Slovenia is going to remain part of the Schengen together with all the other Schengen members. The last three questions, Neonik and Planik among them. At the end of the week, Austria is set to introduce stricter controls for the arrival of migrants. So if there is no agreement between the Western Balkan countries and we have the stricter measures, what does this mean for Slovenia? So on the Slovenian-Austrian border and the Slovenian-Croatian border, that is. When there were protests against the razor wire fence in Bela Krajina, I was reminded of an event that I'm going to speak of for the first time here. So when I was in Slovenia, somebody called me saying that there is a convoy of buses from Croatia to Bela Krajina, so that in Croatia there are buses full of migrants, and they were to be let off the buses and could then cross the border everywhere. So in agreement with the minister, we were able to direct them to the entry point. So truly, I wish that Slovenians would have trust or would trust this government so that they would know that I, together with the police and the armed forces, am not setting up this razor wire fence, because this would be my wish. Far from it. The government must make sure that there is no threat for Slovenia, so that the property of citizens is not at risk. I have been able to see how thousands of migrants are crossing fields, reaching villages, and these migrants are, of course, tired, starving, exhausted, and in stress, and that's why also often aggressive. So this will persuade everybody why we need the technical barriers, because we need to protect ourselves. Because if the borders should close down in the north, then we will have to introduce proportionate measures also on our borders, because if we have 3,000-4,000 migrants arriving per day, and if in spring this figure goes up to 10,000 per day, where are they going to go in Slovenia? Believe me, we do have serious reasons for setting up these technical barriers also in Istria. The citizens and you may have noticed that Italy has deployed troops to borders, and this is not a coincidence. The Italians, and we know what this is all about. We are not going to set up borders, physical borders, where there is no need. But as you can see, the developments in Europe show a certain tendency. So really, I would like to stress that we are looking for European solutions and not solutions of three or four countries. So solutions that are formulated together with the countries on the Western Balkan route and the affected countries. And of course, in cooperation with Turkey, we are making an effort to implement the agreement. And I believe it is also the humanitarian duty, not only of the European Union, but also the United States and Russia and other powers that have a seat on the Security Council, that we do tackle the issues in the at source, so that we stop the war in Syria, that we help people in Africa and other countries, because there the circumstances force people to flee. So much. Next question. Mr. Prime Minister, I have a question. So Mr. Mramor has to return 43,000 euros. Before, he said that he's going to return 3,000 euros in 10 installments. So did he also inform you how he's going to return this full amount? When is he going to do it? Or are you going to inform the public when he will do it? I will tell you now, Mr. Mramor and I were ashamed of this statement of returning the money in installments. This was a poor PR advice that was not suitable, and Mr. Mramor knows it, and I know it. So he is sorry now, he regrets this, and he said that he's going to return the full amount. But you should know the decision of the inspector just had this amount, 3,000 euros and something in it. And that's why he was referring to this amount. But of course, his statement about these installments was not acceptable. And until all the facts were made clear, I have been restrained, but now I was briefed about everything. And it is only decent and right that he returns the full amount and not in installments. Well, it is not up to me to tell you this, when he is going to return this. Mr. Mramor will be able to tell you himself, or you can ask him. He is a public figure. And the last brief question by Finanze. Before, you have said that you will not allow them to remove your ministers, but you know we have this allowances scandal and the strike, and so are you sure that the government will be able to stand until the end of its term of office? Yes, it will. You have said it yourself that they are trying to remove my government, once it is the municipalities, once the police officers and so on. Well, it's not that they are destroying the government. They have the legitimate interest or right. But the fact is that there's an increasing number of attacks on the ministers and the government, and this is not in proportion to the politically stable situation and economic growth and excellent credit rating, our fiscal consolidation, the proper management of state assets and the social security achievements, implementation of coalition agreements, some in initial stages, some have already been implemented. We are entering the key phase of healthcare reform. So why are they so much against this? I believe that also the citizens will be able to tell you what this is all about. You have asked me before, but I didn't answer you, but I have the reports of ministers on my table about the work in the previous year. Shortly, we are going to discuss these reports together with their priorities for 2016. So by Friday, they will hand in their priorities. And once we have all this, we will discuss it and we will adopt an assessment of what has been done right or wrong. And then we will be able to come up with a reliable evaluation. This is going to happen this month, as I have pointed out. But we need measurable, objective results because they have proven that this government is on the right track, and I will be determined to continue on this path. This concludes our press conference. Thank you to the Prime Minister, and thank you for your attention. And of course, we wish you a pleasant evening. Thank you and goodbye.